Okay, and the podcast has started.
All right.
Let's talk. What do you want to talk about first?
I guess we'll have to start on a somber note here by saying rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Uh-huh.
Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
As well. Gentleman killed in his own apartment in Texas.
Yes, those are all three sad situations.
Yeah, I mean Burt Reynolds. Yeah, he lived a long life.
He did. He lived a very. Oh yeah.
Mac Miller was gone way too soon. That's still
only 26 years old.
Still hasn't really hit me. You know, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Yeah, but the gentleman killed his own apartment. That's
a whole different situation.
That's a weird story. Officer thought it was her own apartment, claims the door was ajar, and claims that the gentleman ignored verbal commands, so she shot and killed him. The neighbors claim that's not exactly what happened at all, actually, and they also searched his apartment. They got a search warrant for his apartment after he was killed and found...
What?
Yeah, I swear to God, they found marijuana in his apartment, so they're making this whole big fucking stink about it. Kind of goes back to Dave Chappelle sketch when the officers break into that guy's apartment, kill him, and then they sprinkle cocaine on the body.
Oh yeah.
I remember saying, well, no one will second guess this. This deviant broke into this apartment and hung up pictures of himself and his family all over the apartment. Let's sprinkle crack on top of him so no one will say anything. The officers got, basically, instead of a murder charge, she got off on manslaughter, and she's out on bail right now.
Yeah, which is pissing everybody off.
It's just a sad fucking situation. She just walks into someone else's home and opens fire on somebody. That's what happened, no matter what.
Like, didn't even think for a second that
just
it wasn't.
Look around. It's not your place. This is not your furniture.
I feel like she seriously did that shit on purpose.
There's some rumors going around that they had some kind of history together, but let's not touch on that too much because there's nothing factual out. So, rest in peace to those three gentlemen. It's kind of a horrible situation. I mean, not kind of. It's a horrible situation.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's
weird though. For like, wasn't Burt Reynolds' death like the day before?
1 or 2 days before.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Talk about Kanye?
I do want to talk about something that's related to Kanye. Right. I do.
You go ahead, bro.
Okay, so I'm super excited. On the 21st of September, the Yeezy Boosts, the cream version of them, they're coming back on sale. And what some rumors are having it, they're going to be at a lower price.
See. I mean, Kanye did say that eventually his clothing will be more affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, honestly, at the end of the day, there wasn't any reason why his clothes should be designer prices. But
I'm just glad he's rebranding himself.
I don't know. It's all a marketing scheme. That's all it is. This whole rebrand is just, it's something crazy. He's trying to stay relevant as best he can. He's trying to go back to his quote-unquote roots. He went back to Chicago, took a picture with his old team. He's worked with Lil Pump, made that garbage song. No disrespect to either one of them, of course, but the song's bad. He's in the studio now working with 6ix9ine. I mean, if you don't, that is a rebrand right there.
Yeah.
He's just trying to stay likable. He's trying to show that he has a sense of humor, quote unquote, on social media. His social media presence is back, which is unusual because he's definitely going to try to sell us something soon because he only talks to us when he wants to sell us something.
He did mention something about an album coming
exactly.
soon.
Exactly. He does not talk to us unless he wants to sell us something.
Okay, I don't mean any disrespect by this, but I don't care about his music. Like, I'm a big fan of his freaking shoes. I love his shoes.
Well, I guess we'll just keep an eye on Kanye for a little while. I mean, he seems to be doing better mentally, so that's good. I mean, that's always a good sign. Mental health is very important. But
100%.
I don't know. He just seems to be doing a little bit better. And, speaking of shoes...
Nike. Dude, the price is on some Nikes. Not all Nikes, but a lot of ones that people want to try to cop right now, They're dropping in price right now.
That's to be expected, I suppose. A little bit. I didn't really see the higher brand or the higher name shoes, like the new Bronze or anything like that.
No, nothing like that's becoming cheap, but like the old school, like Nike Airs and things like that.
Yeah.
Like
they're just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, but also the Air Jordans are becoming a little bit cheaper too. Instead of being like $100 and some odd, almost $200, they're going down to like only $100, maybe a little bit lower.
Okay, all right. I kind of want to talk about Cap, honestly.
Honestly, honest to God, I just want to say this to the people that are burning their shit after Nike.
I have not seen one person burn anything Nike that I myself would go out to the store and cop. They're burning their Mow the Lawn 7s and the Backyard Barbecue 4s, but they're not burning anything crazy. They're not burning any Jordans. They're not burning any Kobe's. No LeBrons. Nothing. They're burning some trash-ass shoes that they've already had for 5 years. Dingy as hell. Belong in the trash can anyways. Just to put them on social media. Just for likes and views and shares and comments. It's sad.
I just still find it funny how you're going to spend money on something and then burn it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's like NWA.
That's like,
remember when they were destroying all their albums? They bought the albums. They're just helping NWA. If they don't agree with them, don't buy the albums.
It's like, what was it? Somebody, this guy, full-on Android user, was destroying iPhones. Every time a new one came out, he would go out and buy one. I don't think he's going to do it with the new one, because that's like
$1,449.
Yeah. Oh, close to, fuck that, close to $1,500, fuck that, but go ahead and talk about Kaepernick.
I mean, okay, all right. Talk about the campaign here. First and foremost, they come out with a slogan. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Now, first and foremost, just that quote, that's a hard quote. That's hard. That's tough. I like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, people are in an outrage that they use Cap as the face. Well, first and foremost, let's just back it up. So let's just break this down piece by piece. Okay. So they're in an outrage. They're saying this person belongs as the face of that campaign, not Cap. This person belongs as the face, not Cap. Okay. Nike already has a deal with Cap. That's said and done. So he's already a Nike athlete. So they're going to use their Nike athlete that applies to that slogan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, there it is.
Yeah.
He believed in something. Was he actually oppressed himself? No. No. But that's the point. He had a platform. He wanted to bring awareness, global, nationwide awareness, to what is going on in the community. Okay? He achieved that. He believed in something. He stood or kneeled for that. And so, he did lose everything.
Yes, he did, but honestly, like that's something that everybody actually needs to notice, is that there is a lot of police brutality out there. It really is. You good over there? anything else you want to say about Kaepernick, or... You're done?
Post Malone
just needs... he needs to hide somewhere. He needs to hide somewhere.
That motherfucker keeps almost dying.
He needs to just try to get to Switzerland and stay there, because Switzerland's like the most peaceful place on earth.
Bro, I heard him talking on the H3 podcast.
Okay, yeah.
A couple months ago now that he has a bunker, and he won't disclose the location, but it's... What he did say was, there's a potential map of the U.S. If we were to get nuked, there's red zones everywhere. He is in one of the only green zones in the U.S., okay?
Yeah.
Now, by saying that, he probably disclosed a general area of where it is, but it's essentially like an underground bunker.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So, he needs to go there, and he needs to stay there.
Yeah.
Because, first and foremost, his plane almost going down. That live stream, that was nerve-wracking for some people. I knew he was going to be good. I called it. I did. But that live stream, all those people wishing death on him, that was sad.
Yeah.
That's a sad fucking day.
Yeah, I was watching one of the live streams and somebody was like, damn, I was hoping for a barbecue.
Dude, that's...
Like, that's just fucked.
Sad. second.
He got into a fucking wreck.
Dude, his shit was destroyed. I mean, granted, he was posing on top of the wreck. What was he driving?
He wasn't even driving. It was his manager.
What was he in?
It was a Rolls Royce Wraith.
I mean, he was posing on top of it. That shit was
fucked. Yeah, the driver's side, too. Like, thank God that car's $300,000, and at least they have a good fucking system where if you do get into a serious crash, I mean, those things are built to, like, get the shit beaten out of them.
Yeah, he wasn't in, like, a 93 Civic with no airbags. He's straight. But, and then they're targeting his old house, but there has been a string of robberies.
Yeah, like Sway Lee, where he used to stay, somebody stole a safe out of there.
I just can't believe someone was going in.
Christina Milian's house, her actual house was robbed.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll talk to that later.
The fact that...
Thanks, sir.
The fact that...
He just needs to go...
Yeah, he just needs to hide.
For like a month and a half.
A month and a half at least. Go work on some music. Cause you be releasing some bangers.
You do be releasing some bangers.
He does, dude. All
right.
He has the second highest selling album of 2018 right now.
Yeah, I mean, congrats. Congrats, Post.
Oh yeah.
So, also, kind of sort of hip hop related. Yeah, I guess Post, whatever. Carter 5, after years of anticipation, is dropping this month on the 21st.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
And Wayne is the sole owner now.
Really?
Yeah. So, I think all that bullshit is behind him. I think he's going to move forward. But
What's it been, like, the past 3 years now?
I think it's been three. I could be wrong on that, but...
Three or four?
He hadn't got any royalties since the Carter 3.
How much money is that right there? Some people say it's like $115 million.
I mean, it grows every day. They're still playing shit on the radio.
That's true.
Just for, I mean, how many times have you heard Lollipop? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just
my
that
God.
One song itself.
Just that one song. I think he's still living off the interest of that song.
Well, he's obviously not, because he never got the royalties.
But that's the car. Wait, he never got any royalties from the Carter 3?
Carter 3. Not 4, 3.
Oh.
Since the Carter 3. When he dropped that, he hasn't seen a dime.
That's crazy. Yeah, he needs his...
Made up and I think they're good now, but...
He needs his money. That's so fucked.
Lastly,
dude, let's... Hold on. Real quick. Let's talk about Astroworld.
Alright. Okay.
Like, that album is fucking fire.
I mean... Yeah.
And actually, the funny thing was, LeBron James and his wife got a surprise from... Travis performing at their anniversary party, which is fucking awesome.
I think Travis is in kind of his own lane. He's kind of...
His music, I can't compare it to anybody else's.
I've heard that he's not very, when he's conversating with people, he can't really explain to you what he means, but put him behind, like, put him in the booth, he can produce, he can write, that is how he expresses everything. Like, he just has this innate talent for just any sort of music, and that's what he's passionate about, so.
Okay.
Astroworld was kind of on a different level in comparison to his others. I mean, Rodeo was okay. Days Before was significantly better, just in my personal opinion. And then Birds in the Trap, St. McKnight was a masterpiece. So Astroworld was kind of a step up from that. I heard a lot of people saying that were Travis fans that saying that they didn't like it as much, but I fuck with it.
Okay, we need to talk about Offset. Mm-mm. No?
We need to talk about Volkswagen.
Volkswagen?
Volkswagen.
Why Volkswagen?
Docket right here, and Offset's way down there, bud. Way, way down there.
Okay. Volkswagen. So, what, the Beetle being discontinued?
2019, they're going to stop making the Volkswagen Beetle. Thank God. Thank God. I am so tired of seeing 17-year-old girls almost T-bone me every other day, leaving at 3:30 when I'm trying to go to the post office for work. Almost getting T-boned every other day by a 16, 17-year-old girl in a Volkswagen Beetle. I'm tired of it. I mean, granted, I'd much rather see that than them being in an SUV, because there's nothing more dangerous than someone that can't drive.
Okay, yeah, but nowadays, these little teenage girls are expecting their parents to fork over that cash for that fucking Range Rover, boy, yeah. Yeah, no.
And you had mentioned something about the...
Okay, yeah, there's currently only six of these in the world, and I've read so much more about them. Nobody can buy them yet until all six are done. The new Bugatti that they've released, worth $5.6 million. Yeah. That right there is some ridiculous shit. Nobody's allowed to purchase them until it's until they're all done.
Okay. What are they going for?
Price?
Yeah.
$5.6 million.
Good God.
Yeah.
I would never. I would never.
And Lamborghini has decided to bring the SVs back, but now it's called the SVJ. They're taking a lot of the parts that they produced with the Lamborghini Huracan Performante and putting it on there. And like six or seven actual car YouTubers have pre-ordered this vehicle. And, you good?
I'm good. I'm just making sure she's good.
Yeah, we have somebody else in here right now that's, not shutting the fuck up.
What's going on? You good over there?
Yeah, you good?
You good over there, Snickers?
Yeah, you good over there?
This Facebook post.
Oh, this
God,
Facebook
get
post.
Out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. We're recording a podcast. Dude, have you seen that fucking video of that kid? Get the fuck out of my room. I'm playing Minecraft.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
No.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of games, though, that's a perfect segue.
Hold on. I got one more vehicle to talk about.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God. Get over yourself.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you finish this up, bud. You go ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So the Rolls-Royce, I don't know what it's called, but the SUV, have you seen anything of it? Okay, come on.
No, I'm let you finish. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you, have you seen anything?
Oh, okay. Now you're asking me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, I don't know its price range, but some of the shit that comes with it is, it's like, you know you're driving a Rolls Royce. Like, Rolls Royce made this shit. You know you're driving a Rolls Royce when you can push a button and seats come out of your fucking, out of the back, like where the trunk is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, seats.
That's not that cool to me, though. I'm sorry. I mean, that's cool, whatever, but that's not that cool to me.
And then I saw something about a new Honda concept. And Chevy's bringing back the Blazer.
God.
Dude,
I've seen some of those motherfuckers on the side of the road on fire.
I'm down. I'm down for it, because me and my family, we used to have them when we were younger, and it lasted forever. Okay, but segueing into...
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Oh, God.
Segue.
Oh, God.
Spider-Man game.
Yeah, that shit right there. The new Spider-Man game.
I'm sure you got something to say about it.
I can't wait to fucking play it myself. I cannot wait.
It's the fastest selling Marvel game ever.
It is.
The graphics on it look incredible. I'm not even a game guy, and I don't have a PlayStation. I have an Xbox, but
I have a PlayStation.
Wow. That shit looks incredible.
PC gamers are pissed.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a movie.
It does. PC gamers are so fucking mad right now.
You can't get on any social media without them posting screenshots.
Like little screenshots of selfies that they're doing with Spider-Man. It's fucking... Yeah, it's great. I mean, literally, you go out into the world, like, you can walk the streets and take selfies with people.
And then they got some incredible-looking suits on there.
Yeah, one of the suits is actually from Avengers Infinity War, the Iron Man-made suit. Stark Tower is in the game as well. And there's an Easter egg in there I want to talk about. There's a building that faced right where the Twin Towers were at one point in this game. And you can only see it in its reflection. So you have to look at the building to see the Twin Towers. Hmm. Oh! And another Easter egg that's in there. Somebody asked the developers to put in his girlfriend's name and "Will You Marry Me" on there, right?
Is that real?
Yes, it's real. It's dead real. I will find you a picture of it later.
That's sick.
Here's the problem. A day before the game came out, and he didn't even know this was going to happen. He put the game in. He was about to go get her. She literally said, "I'm done with you. I'm dating your brother."
Oh, word.
This is real. Like, he got on YouTube admitting this shit.
Okay. All right. Enough about YouTube. So here we go. Cardi versus Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi versus Nikki. Here we go. 1v1. Put him in the ring. Who you got?
I got Cardi. All
right. I got Cardi as well. So, breakdown of it. Nikki has been sending subliminals Cardi's way since Cardi made her debut.
What? Okay? With Bodak Yellow?
Before.
Before
Bodak
that. Oh.
Yellow was kind of the quote-unquote breakout hit, but she'd been, you know, kind of warm in the streets.
I never knew.
Kind of warm in the streets. Well, of course you wouldn't, but, you know, she'd been warm in the streets. Sending subliminals. They were on that motorsport song together. Nikki was salty about that. She actually didn't know nothing about that. And Quavo's decision. Well, all the shit she's been doing behind the scenes, trying to block Cardi's money, trying to block bags, trying to block employment, opportunities. Cardi has kept her mouth shut. She's done good, kept her head up and kept her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Then, Nikki started liking some tweets about Cardi being a bad mother to Culture.
Oh.
And Nikki allowed Culture's name to come out of her mouth.
Oh. So,
that was Cardi's breaking point.
See, this is what Nicki Minaj needs to learn. She is not a mother.
Nicki Minaj ain't shit anymore.
She
had her time.
She had her time 10 years ago.
No
but
one wants
straight
to hear her rap about her pussy anymore.
10 years of rapping about your fucking vagina, and
it's
over with.
All you rappers are my sons. How many times she said that?
I don't fucking know. But
anywho, so she was taking pictures after the little exchange. Cardi was trying to get Nikki to come over her way. Security was in between them. She was saying, "Come here, you know, come here, bitch, come here." She was ready. She took off her heels, threw them at Nikki.
The famous shoe throw. She was doing that shit way before she had
her go-to.
Yeah.
So, one of Nikki's security, allegedly. I mean, it was Nikki's security that gave Cardi that bump on her head.
Yeah.
But allegedly, he elbowed her, right? And I said this. We did a practice podcast a couple days ago. And this was before this information was out there. But I said, that specific security guard, probably everyone around him as well, they're going to be gone. They're going to drop. Because Migos, Offset, in particular, they ain't sweet. None of them. They are all about it. They move as a unit. They are all about it. If one goes, they all go. I'm sure you've seen that interview where one of them got up. They were tired of the questions being asked. They didn't like how the interview was going. One of them got up. All three of them got up. They're going. You know, if one's scrapping, they're all going. And they are all about it.
I saw a video of them ganging up on one big-ass dude.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was part of their team, actually.
Yeah, and then I saw him speaking about it, like they made up and everything.
Yeah, I mean, they just had to settle. That's how they settled their arguments. You know, they beat the shit out of each other, whatever. I mean, that's just where
I also looked into that guy. He's actually a trained boxer, too,
exactly.
So.
They are not sweet, and they are not scared. So I said that Offset will be doing something about it. And, let's see, I have the screenshot here. I sure as hell hope I didn't delete it. Here we go. All right, and obviously I'm not going to say the N-word, but as
yeah, obviously.
N-word, around you, gonna feel this smoke, innocent and all, LOL. See, I'm really on the shit you talking. Don't play around when I see the word, I'm not gonna play. That right there is confirmation to me, dude.
Yeah.
That is it right there. Because at the end of the day, I'm sure if the altercation ended up being Cardi approaches Nikki and they duke it out, even if Cardi was to lose, that, you know, it's done and over with. They working shit out. That's how they do that.
Yeah.
But a dude put his hands on Offset's girl.
And this isn't the first time Nicki Minaj has mentioned somebody's baby and some bullshit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, she's straight up blames Stormy and Kylie Jenner for her album sales not being that good.
I mean, the fact that the Astroworld is better than Queen.
Which is obvious.
No way. That couldn't be. It's Kylie Jenner's fault. What the
fuck? Okay. Also, I love how the internet's reacting to all this shit right now, because apparently there are a shit ton of women still full on supporting Nicki Minaj and how she's acting.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're just the super fans.
Yeah.
Fans, if you will.
Yeah, they're super fans, but the problem with that is they're making themselves look fucking stupid as well.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, art is subjective. You know, opinions are opinions, and just that, there's no fact to back up. I mean, I can't tell you that this artist is better than the artist that you think is better, because, you know, at the end of the day, art is subjective.
That's yeah. Just,
it's all opinion. But, Mickey's trash. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, so I got the NFL on here on the docket. Here in the past, especially the past couple of years, it's been kind of dry. It's been kind of dry out there. This year has proved to be the exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah. The whole league has been shooken up. I mean, the Browns tied the Steelers, for Christ's sake. You know, there's just a lot of exciting games going on. Teams
the Brown-
that you would not expect.
I still don't see the Browns going to the Super Bowl.
No, man. I don't either. And I can't stand that team, but still.
You know what team I want to see go to the Super Bowl?
Go ahead.
The Raiders.
I would love to see the Raiders go. Raiders are my favorite.
Yeah.
But also Aaron Rodgers' injury.
First game.
Been released.
First game.
And he'd still come back and won 24-23. Only putting pressure on one leg. I don't know what kind of super serum they pumped him full of, but he was not feeling shit. That post-game interview, he was high as hell. And they're unsure that he's going to be playing the next game.
Honest to God, they're trying to get their money's worth because he has the largest contract.
Quarterback in the league.
I think it's $130.5 million.
But, you know,
it's over $100 million, which is crazy. Plus, the sign-on bonus was like $57.3 million.
Nuts. So they're just trying to protect their asset. I get it. I understand. But
you can't pump this guy full of drugs and send him back out.
I mean, on the flip side of it, once that information is released, that's all that's on their mind is let's get him injured. Let's get Rodgers out of the game. You know, and
I feel like a lot of players were like, "Are you freaking kidding me?"
For him win the game.
He's got the largest amount.
Yeah. No, I mean he's better than Brady.
Honest to God, I feel like there's a lot more jealousy in the NFL when it comes to contracts than anybody wants to admit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But in my personal opinion, he deserves it.
You know what I've noticed? There's a lot more Samoans going into the NFL. People with half Samoan heritage. And the thing is, if you ever, like, actually talk to a Samoan, they're fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's scary. They're built like tanks, and they will hit you like one. What else do you have, buddy?
That's just about it, man.
That's just about it?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot more on that, but you started talking about Samoans and got me off my roll.
Okay, well, honest to God, we can keep this going for a little bit longer, if you have anything else.
Well, I mean, I had a lot more to say about the NFL, but, you know, fuck me on that.
Well,
you gotta fuck me.
What about the whole concussion situation? People get more and more concussed.
Yeah, they changed the rules. Can't even tackle a quarterback anymore.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So what are they going to do when they try to stop that? Like, just tackle the guy that's running with the ball? That's weird.
Yeah. They're saying quarterbacks are going to be able to play till they're 50. Now, I mean, because they're not going to be injured.
Honestly, one sport that you actually need to retire young from is actually, like, if you're doing fighting for a living.
Yeah.
Because if you're too old and you're going to be fighting, you got a lot more issues than you would think. Like, you're getting kicked straight in your freaking head. Where are we at? We are at 29 minutes.
That's about right.
I guess.
We have two artists to watch for.
Oh, who?
So, obviously, hip-hop, R&B, rap, whatever. That's used to my go-to genre. I'm not, the only genre I don't like is country. I do not fuck with country. Cannot do it.
Nah, me neither.
But, yeah, so, I mean, these aren't exactly underground rappers, and they're not, 100% unknown, but hell, maybe if I could pass this information along, then, you know.
More people will listen.
It's, number one, to me, is, YNW Melly. He came out with that one song, Straight Out of Prison. It's called Murder on My Mind. Basically just tells the story of how he accidentally murdered somebody and he served the time for it. But, he has his own style. He has his own, flow, I guess. to say, you can't really say that he's copying anybody else. He's innovative in the rap game. Are all of his songs the greatest? Not my cup of tea, every single one of them. But he has quite a few out there that, you know, I do enjoy. I think he's a great storyteller, truthfully. I mean, he puts things in his song and, like, he kind of sort of puts you there. Like, in your mind, you can see it. And what he's doing is different. What he's doing is absolutely different. So I'm definitely keeping a close eye on him lately. Pretty much anything he's putting out that's brand new, I'm running to check it out. Like it or don't, you know, I still do appreciate the work. He's different. I like it. And then YBN Cordae.
Some people say it's Cordae or Cartier.
Is it C O R D A E? Cordae, whichever. But he is—he's got a good flow. Lyrically, he has some pretty quick wit in there.
I do agree with that.
He's
got
a lisp as well, and you don't seem to mind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking bad about anybody with a lisp, but people with a lisp are not known to be rappers, singers, or public speakers, and he is absolutely killing it. His is undeniable. His lyrics, I mean, they're about halfway there. They're about halfway there. I'm just interested, to see where he's going to be in 3 years. Because I think he's going to be huge.
You know what's really funny? A lot of people have said the same thing after he released that whole remix of My Name Is.
I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
I actually did like that one, but it got enough attention to where now he's working with one of the greats in hip hop history, Dr. Dre.
I could see that. I definitely could. Dr. Dre has an extreme eye for talent. I mean, he's the one that spotted out Kendrick back when he was K-Dot.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, for the love of God, he produced and worked with all the greats. Like, it's crazy.
I miss.
Who?
Speaker Knockers. God bless. He was one of the best producers. For the amount of work that he had put in, which was not, I mean, not saying that he didn't put in that much work per se, but years-wise, length-wise, he wasn't in the game for that long, and he was already working with artists such as Gucci. Then he started making his own music, and actually, not many people know this, but I had his demo, one song track for his song Money in my car.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. One of his first songs they ever made, because one of my best friends, who lives in another state, went to high school with him.
Really?
Did I tell you about this?
No, you never told me about that.
Word of God.
Which friend?
Marcus.
He
is actually in the Money music video. I could show you right now.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. Now,
I do like him. I do like Speaker Knocker, but my favorite song by him is that Lonely song.
Lonely is hard. And Radio Story was pretty good, too. He just had so much potential. He had so much raw talent. He had so much to grow. And...
Cut short.
Rest in peace, Speaker Knockers.
Yeah.
And I think... And I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I found a while ago now, but A Boogie with a Hoodie. I mean, obviously, he's not an unknown artist now.
Yeah.
But he came out with that song, Not a Regular Person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. When I heard that song, and really, to me, that song is just a flex. It shows that he can sing. It shows that he can rap. He shows his different flows. It's just kind of like him kind of flexing his rap muscle and R&B muscle and showing what he can do, showcasing. And when I heard that, I was like, I hear a little Speaker Knocker. So I think that's what gravitates me towards A Boogie, because...
I do want to say something. There is a lot of people on the internet right now voting for X's album, the one that he came out with before he passed away, for number one hip-hop R/R&B album for Music Awards that's coming up soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I also do want to touch on this when it comes to... And I know you don't want me to talk about this, but I'm going to have to, because it's...
I don't want to talk about what?
It's a YouTuber named Michael McCracken.
Oh, God.
And I need to say this because it's the truth. He needs to stop, this shit that he does once a rapper passes away, because he made 3 separate videos on X alone 3 days after he was pronounced dead. Like, he made 3 separate videos profiting off of somebody's death. And what he does is, he'll say, leave your condolences in the comment section below, which I know you don't know this, but if you search anything like that, that's going to be trending. So he's just making money profiting off of somebody else's death.
Bruh.
Honest to God, I just feel like that's a shitty thing. And it's not just him that's doing the same thing. The day Mac Miller was pronounced dead, this fucking guy said, 3 a.m. challenge, speaking with Mac Miller.
I saw that. I saw a screenshot of that on Twitter. I was like, dude.
Yeah, he did the same thing with X. He did the same fucking thing with X, talking about a Ouija board shit, and saying that X is talking to him, this, this, and that. People like that, honest to God, I just feel like are the biggest fucking scumbags ever. Grow up. Stop doing that shit. Michael McCracken learned his lesson because he's just going to completely stop doing the whole after they were gone.
People view that. Yeah, I'm not going to get this YouTube shit because I am not going to talk about YouTube shit. However, I just saw something hilarious to me on Twitter.
What? What'd you see?
Eminem looks like Topher Grace playing Fidel Castro. That's the funniest shit ever. You know what Topher Grace is?
No.
Eric from That 70s Show.
Oh my God.
Look at the picture.
He kind of does look like him.
These Sway interviews, dude.
Dude, I really...
We're going to have to touch on the MGK thing.
You want to touch on that real quick?
We're going to have to. God,
okay, you do that.
You say your piece because you're going to interrupt me halfway through and lose my train of thought.
No, I want to talk about something completely different after right, this, but you go ahead.
So, MGK mentioned Haley 6 years ago. Then finally Eminem comes forward with a diss.
Mm-hmm.
In his Kamikaze album. And then immediately after, MGK drops Rap Devil. And I think MGK did pretty damn well for himself. And then Eminem turns right back around and playfully jabs him in this diss to not, quote-unquote, end his career. And in 2018, if anybody thinks because you're dissed by Eminem, your career is over, open your eyes, fam. Does not matter how anything proceeds from this point forward. MGK has won even if he lost.
Yeah.
It is just publicity at this point. All he's doing is getting attention to his name. No one else who would be even thinking about MGK, their eyes are on MGK.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, he has...
either the hate going his way or the love going his way, he has eyes on him. Yeah.
So, I honestly think at this point...
I remember the same night that he released that shit, MGK posted a video on his Instagram, popping a bottle of champagne while listening to that one line dissing him. And he was celebrating. He was so happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then he's also pissed off at MGK because MGK signed to Diddy. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that, so.
Well, I guess we'll touch on it at a later time when more comes out. Because I'm sure this isn't the last of that.
Yeah, I'm sure this isn't the last of it. And honest to God, what I really want to talk about right now is how excited I am for some of the movies that are coming out in 2018, 2019.
Okay. I guess that'd probably be a good wrap-up point.
Yeah, it will. So, I'm super excited for this. Captain Marvel is going to be released sometime in 2019. I know there's movies coming out here soon, but, dude.
I'm not a big superhero guy.
Okay, I know that, and I've always tried to actually educate you about it.
If educating me is talking to me straight about comic book characters for an hour. Woo!
Okay, I am.
Excuse me at some point, man.
I am a nerd about it, but I'm excited because it's got not only Captain Marvel. I mean, that's one of the biggest fucking major superheroes in the Marvel universe. Second of all, she's going to be the one to fuck up Thanos pretty hard in the next Avengers movie.
Of course.
But then Tony Stark is the one that's going to really fuck him up. But that's a whole different thing. The Skrulls. You know nothing about them, but there's this one Skrull known as the Super Skrull. He has the powers of All the Fantastic Four. Okay. So the Thing, the Human Torch, Miss Invisible, and Elastic Man. That's not even who he is. That's Mr. Fantastic. I'm sorry. I'm excited for the Venom movie.
Yeah, the Venom movie looks good. I like Tom Hardy as an actor, just in general. So my attention has gone there. I'm not going to lie. I think that Venom has not been done any justice on the big screen.
No, the last person who actually played him was Eric from That 70s Show.
Yeah, and he did horribly.
Horrible. Fucking horrible. Oh.
He left That 70s Show. His bread and butter to bomb as Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I didn't realize that was a thing until somebody mentioned that to me. I was like, that's why he left? Yeah. Fuck, he done fucked his shit up.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, cool. Also, I want to talk about everybody's not fucking excited for it, but I'm kind of looking forward to it, the Aquaman movie.
Nah. Man.
I'm excited for it. Jason Momoa is
he's
great.
Good. Yeah, he's good as Aquaman. I think that he's going to give it a better look. I think it'll be better than most people are going to give it credit for, but I'm not going to go see it. I'm not. I'll wait until I can stream it for free or watch it illegally or something, but I'm not going to pay money to go see that.
Okay. Also, they're coming out with a Shazam movie.
Shazam will be dope. I like Shazam.
I like this. I think this is going to be the next step forward for the DC movie universe for them. I really think this is going to be the step forward for them because they take their shit way too fucking seriously. They took Batman versus Superman way too fucking seriously. Justice League was taken way too seriously, and it damn near bombed.
Superman ain't going to be Superman
anymore. Nope.
You hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Michael B. Jordan, is they're wanting him to play Superman. Don't look so confused at me.
Really?
Just reading reports, yeah. I mean, it's
Michael B. Jordan as Superman.
That's just what the rumors are saying. I don't know.
Okay. I mean,
I don't hate it.
I feel like he's better off in Marvel, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think they should cross over the DC universe. I really don't.
The only person that could do that, or no, he didn't even do that, but the only person that saved his career after being in one shit Marvel movie was Chris Evans. He went from a shitty Human Torch to a great Captain America. Okay, I'm sorry. There is somebody that went from a shitty DC movie to a fucking bomb-ass Marvel movie.
Yep.
Ron fucking Reynolds.
Yep. I was wondering when you were going to say something about it.
God dang. Ah, fuck. You know, Deadpool 3 is going to be coming out in the next couple of years or so. I'm calling it. And Hugh Jackman is going to revive his role as Wolverine for it. He said that is the only way he's going to do it.
I don't think it's confirmed yet, but I think it will happen.
Oh, of course it's going to happen. Look at the you need to watch both films. You need to watch both films. I'm going to sit you down and make you watch them.
Right. Well,
but you know, I think it's time to kind of just sign off. We've talked about enough.
Yeah, I think this is a good feeler, good test.
A good test run type of situation.
And you know, there's a comment section.
It's called voice messages on here.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know, you know, what we could work on, what we could talk about it. You know, what we don't need to talk about, what we do need to talk about, blah, 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 whatever.
I feel like some of the things we do need to talk about, we need to, like, take extra precaution to talk about it.
Yeah, no bullshit, right?
Because people love drama these days, so I think we're going to have to dabble in a little bit of the drama.
Yeah, and I'll do some research, whatever. Whatever necessary.
I'll do my part. I'll do my part when it comes to what I like. But you know what? I think we're done here. I'm going to stop it here. You got anything else to say before we go?
Well, I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. This is Let's Talk, and we'll talk again later.
All right.
Okay, and the podcast has started.
All right. Let's talk.
Let's talk. What do you want to talk about first?
I guess. I guess we'll have to start on a somber note here by saying rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Uh huh.
Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
Well, and the gentleman killed in his own apartment in Texas.
Yes, those are all three sad situations.
Yeah, I mean Burt Reynolds. Yeah, he lived a long life.
He did. He lived a very... Oh, yeah.
Mac Miller was gone way too soon. That's still...
Only 26 years old.
Still hasn't really hit me. You know? I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know, but the gentleman killed his own apartment. That's
a whole different situation.
That's a weird story. The officer thought it was her own apartment. Claims the door was ajar. And claims that the gentleman ignored verbal commands, so she shot and killed him. The neighbors claim that's not exactly what happened at all, actually. And they also searched his apartment. They got a search warrant for his apartment after he was killed. And
what?
I swear to God, they found marijuana in his apartment. So they're making this whole big fucking stink about it. Kind of goes back to that Dave Chappelle sketch when the officers break into that guy's apartment, kill him, and then they sprinkle cocaine on the body.
Oh, yeah.
I remember saying, well, no one will second guess this. This deviant broke into this apartment and hung up pictures of himself and his family all over the apartment. Let's sprinkle crack on top of him so no one will say anything. The officers got, basically, instead of a murder charge, she got off on manslaughter, and she's out on bail right now.
Yeah, which is pissing everybody off.
It's just a sad fucking situation. She just walks into someone else's home. And it opens fire on somebody. That's what happened. No matter what.
Like, didn't even think for a second that
just
it wasn't.
Look around. It's not your place. This is not your furniture.
I feel like she seriously did that shit on purpose.
There's some rumors going around that they had some kind of history together, but let's not touch on that too much because there's nothing factual out. So, rest in peace to those three gentlemen. It's kind of a horrible situation. I mean. Not kind of. That's a horrible situation.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's
weird, though. For, like, wasn't Burt Reynolds' death, like, the day before?
1 or 2 days before.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Talk about Kanye?
I do want to talk about something that's related to Kanye. Okay. I do.
You go ahead,
bro. Okay, so I'm super excited. On the 21st of September, the Yeezy Boosts, the cream version of them, they're coming back on sale. And what some rumors are having it, they're going to be at a lower price.
See. I mean, Kanye did say that eventually his clothing will be more affordable. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're really, honestly, at the end of the day, there wasn't any reason why his clothes should be designer prices. But
I'm just glad he's rebranding himself.
I don't know. It's all a marketing scheme. That's all it is. This whole rebrand is just, it's something crazy. He's trying to stay relevant as best he can. He's trying to go back to his quote-unquote roots. He went back to Chicago, took a picture with his old team. He's worked with Lil Pump, made that garbage song. No disrespect to either one of them, of course, but the song's bad. He's in the studio now working with 6ix9ine. I mean, if you don't... That is a rebrand right there.
Yeah.
He's just trying to stay likable. He's trying to show that he has a sense of humor, quote unquote, on social media. His social media presence is back, which is unusual because he's definitely going to try to sell us something soon because he only talks to us when he wants to sell us something.
He did mention something about an album coming
exactly.
soon.
Exactly. He does not talk to us unless he wants to sell us something.
Okay, I don't mean any disrespect by this, but I don't care about his music. Like, I'm a big fan of his freaking shoes. I love his shoes.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll just keep an eye on Kanye for a little while. I mean, he seems to be doing better mentally, so that's good. I mean, that's always a good sign. Mental health is very important. But
100%.
I don't know. He just seems to be doing a little bit better. And speaking of shoes,
Nike, dude, the prices on some Nikes, not all Nikes, but a lot of ones that people want to try to cop right now. They're dropping in price right now.
That's to be expected, I suppose. A little bit. I didn't really see the higher brand or the higher name shoes like the new Bronze or anything like that.
No, nothing like that's becoming cheap, but like the old school like Nike Airs and things like that.
Yeah.
Like
they're just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, but also the Air Jordans are becoming a little bit cheaper too. Instead of be like $100 and some odd, almost $200, they're going down to like only $100, maybe a little bit lower.
Okay, all right. I kind of want to talk about Cap, honestly.
Honest to God, I just want to say this to the people that are burning their shit after Nike.
I have not seen one person burn anything Nike that I myself would go out to the store and cop. They're burning their Mow the Lawn 7s and the Backyard Barbecue 4s, but they're not burning anything crazy. They're not burning any Jordans. They're not burning any Kobes. No LeBrons. Nothing. They're burning some trash-ass shoes that they've already had for 5 years. Dingy as hell. Belong in the trash can anyways. Just to put them on social media. Just for likes and views and shares and comments. It's sad.
I just still find it funny how you're going to spend money on something and then burn it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's like NWA.
That's like...
Remember when they were destroying all their albums? Yeah. They bought the albums. They're just helping NWA. If they don't agree with them, don't buy the albums.
Exactly. It's like, what was it? Somebody, this guy, full-on Android user, was destroying iPhones. Every time a new one came out, he would go out and buy one. I don't think he's going to do it with the new one because that's like
$1,449.
Yeah. Oh, close to... Fuck that. Close to $1,500. Fuck that. But go ahead and talk about Kaepernick.
I mean, okay. All right. Talk about the campaign here. First and foremost, they come out with a slogan. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Now, first and foremost, just that quote. That's a hard quote. That's hard. That's tough. I like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, people are in an outrage that they use Cap as the face. Well, first and foremost, let's just back it up. So let's just break this down piece by piece. Okay? So, they're in an outrage. They're saying this person belongs as the face of that campaign, not Cap. This person belongs as the face, not Cap. Okay. Nike already has a deal with Cap. That's said and done. So he's already a Nike athlete. So they're going to use their Nike athlete that applies to that slogan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. There it is.
Yeah.
He believed in something. Was he actually oppressed himself? No. No. But that's the point. He had a platform. He wanted to bring awareness, global, nationwide awareness, to what is going on in the community. Okay? He achieved that. He believed in something. He stood or kneeled for that. And so, he did lose everything.
Yes, he did. But, honestly, like, that's something that everybody actually needs to notice, is that there is a lot of police brutality out there. There really is. You good over there? anything else you want to say about Kaepernick? Or
I think I'm done.
You're done?
Post Malone?
Post Malone just needs... He needs to hide somewhere. He needs to hide somewhere.
That motherfucker keeps almost dying.
He needs to just try to get to Switzerland and stay there, because Switzerland's like the most peaceful place on earth.
Bro, I heard him talking on the... H3
podcast. Okay, yeah.
Months ago now that he has a bunker and he won't disclose the location, but it's what he did say was there's a potential map of the U.S. if we were to get nuked. There's red zones everywhere. He is in one of the only green zones in the U.S. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, by saying that, he probably disclosed a general area of where it is, but it's essentially like an underground bunker.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So... he needs to go there, and he needs to stay there.
Yeah.
Because, first and foremost, his plane almost going down. That live stream, that was nerve-wracking for some people. I knew he was going to be good. I called it. I did. But that live stream, all those people wishing death on him, that was sad.
Yeah.
That's a sad fucking day.
Yeah, I was watching one of the live streams, and somebody was like, damn, I was hoping for a barbecue.
Dude, that's... Mm.
Like, that's just fucked.
Second.
He got into a fucking wreck.
Dude, His shit was destroyed. I mean, granted, he was posing on top of the wreck. What was he driving?
He wasn't even driving. It was his manager.
What
was he in? It was a Rolls-Royce Wraith.
I mean, he was posing on top of it. That shit was fucked.
Yeah, the driver's side, too. Like, thank God that car's $300,000, and at least they have a good fucking system where if you do get into a serious crash, I mean, those things are built to, like, get the shit beaten out of them.
Yeah, he wasn't in, like, a 93 Civic with no airbags. He's straight. But and then they're targeting his own his old house. But there has been a string of robberies.
Yeah, like Sway Lee, where he used to stay. Somebody stole a safe out of there.
I just can't believe someone was going in.
Christina Milian's house, her actual house, was robbed.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
The fact that.
Thanks, sir.
The fact that.
He just needs to go.
Yeah, he just needs to hide.
For like a month and a half.
A month and a half at least. Go work on some music. Cause you be releasing some bangers.
You do be releasing some bangers.
He does, dude. All
right.
He has the second highest selling album of 2018 right now.
Yeah, I mean, congrats, Post.
Oh yeah.
So, also, kind of sort of hip hop related. Yeah, I guess Post, whatever. Carter 5, after years of anticipation, is dropping this month on the 21st.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
And Wayne is the sole owner now.
Really?
Yeah. So, I think all that bullshit is behind him. I think he's going to move forward. But
What's it been, like the past 3 years now?
I think it's been three. I could be wrong on that, but...
Three or four?
He hadn't got any royalties since the Carter 3.
How much money is that right there? Some people say it's like $115 million.
I mean, it grows every day. They're still playing shit on the radio.
That's true.
Just for, I mean, how many times have you heard Lollipop? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just
my
that
God.
One song itself.
Just that one song. I think he's still living off the interest of that song.
Well, he's obviously not, because he never got the royalties.
But that's the Carter... Wait, he never got any royalties from the Carter 3?
Carter 3. Not 4, 3.
Oh.
Since the Carter 3. When he dropped that, he hasn't seen a dime.
That's crazy. Yeah, he needs his...
Made up, and I think they're good now, but...
He needs his money. That's so fucked.
Lastly,
dude, let's... Hold on. Real quick. Let's talk about Astroworld.
Alright. Okay.
Like, that album is fucking fire.
I mean... Yeah.
And actually, the funny thing was, LeBron James and his wife got a surprise from... Travis performing at their anniversary party, which is fucking awesome.
I think Travis is in kind of his own lane. He's kind of...
His music, I can't compare it to anybody else's.
I've heard that he's not very, when he's conversating with people, he can't really explain to you what he means, but put him behind, put him in the booth, he can produce, he can write, that is how he expresses everything. Like, he just has this innate talent for just any sort of music, and that's what he's passionate about, so.
Okay.
Now, Astroworld was kind of on a different level in comparison to his others. I mean, Rodeo was okay. Days Before was significantly better, just in my personal opinion. And then Birds in the Trap, St. McKnight was a masterpiece. So Astroworld was kind of a step up from that. I heard a lot of people saying that were Travis fans that saying that they didn't like it as much, but I fuck with it.
Okay, we need to talk about Offset. Mm-mm. No?
We need to talk about Volkswagen.
Volkswagen?
Volkswagen.
Why Volkswagen?
Docket right here, and Offset's way down there, bud. Way, way down there.
Okay. Volkswagen. So, what, the Beetle being discontinued?
2019, they're going to stop making the Volkswagen Beetle. Thank God. I am so tired of seeing 17-year-old girls almost T-bone me every other day, leaving at 3:30 when I'm trying to go to the post office for work. Almost getting T-boned every other day by a 16, 17-year-old girl in a Volkswagen Beetle. I'm tired of it. I mean, granted, I'd much rather see that than them being in an SUV, because there's nothing more dangerous than someone that can't drive.
Okay, yeah, but nowadays, these little teenage girls are expecting their parents to fork over that cash for that fucking Range Rover, boy, yeah. Yeah, no.
And you had mentioned something about the...
Okay, yeah, there's currently only six of these in the world, and I've read so much more about them. Nobody can buy them yet until all six are done. Okay. The new Bugatti that they've released, worth $5.6 million. Yeah. That right there is some ridiculous shit. Nobody's allowed to purchase them until it's... until they're all done.
Okay. What are they going for?
Price?
Yeah.
$5.6 million.
Good God.
Yeah.
I would never.
And Lamborghini has decided to bring the SVs back, but now it's called the SVJ. They're taking a lot of the parts that they produced with the Lamborghini Huracan Performante and putting it on there. And like 6 or 7 actual car YouTubers have pre-ordered this vehicle. And, you good?
I'm good. I'm just making sure she's good.
Yeah, we have somebody else in here right now that's, not shutting the fuck up.
What's going on? You good over there?
Yeah, you good?
You good over there, Snickers?
Yeah, you good over there?
This Facebook post.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. We're recording a podcast. Dude, have you seen that fucking video of that kid? Get the fuck out of my room. I'm playing Minecraft.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
No.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of games, though, that's a perfect segue.
Hold on. I got one more vehicle to talk about.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God. Get over yourself.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you finish this up, bud. You go ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Rolls-Royce, I don't know what it's called, but the SUV, have you seen anything of it? Okay, come on.
No, I'm let you finish. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you, have you seen anything?
Oh, okay. Now you're asking me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, I don't know its price range, but some of the shit that comes with it is... It's like you know you're driving a Rolls Royce. Like, Rolls Royce made this shit. You know you're driving a Rolls Royce when you can push a button and seats come out of your fucking... out of the back. Like, where the trunk is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, seats...
That's not that cool to me, though. I'm sorry. I mean, that's cool, whatever, but that's not that cool to me.
And then I saw something about a new Honda concept. And Chevy's bringing back the Blazer.
God!
Dude,
I've seen some of those motherfuckers on the side of the road on fire.
I'm down for it, because me and my family, we used to have them when we were younger, and it lasted forever. Okay, but segueing into...
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Oh, God.
Spider-Man game.
Yeah, that shit right there, the new Spider-Man game.
I'm sure you got something to say about it.
I can't wait to fucking play it myself. I cannot wait.
It's the fastest-selling Marvel game ever.
It is.
The graphics on it look incredible. I'm not even a game guy, and I don't have a PlayStation. I have an Xbox, but...
I have a PlayStation.
Wow. That shit looks incredible.
PC gamers are pissed.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a movie.
It does. PC gamers are so fucking mad right now.
You can't get on any social media without them posting screenshots.
Like, little screenshots of selfies that they're doing with Spider-Man. It's fucking... Yeah, it's great. I mean, literally, you go out into the world, like, you can walk the streets and take selfies with people.
And then they got some incredible-looking suits on there.
Yeah, one of the suits is actually from Avengers Infinity War, the Iron Man-made suit. Stark Tower is in the game as well. And there's an Easter egg in there I want to talk about. There's a building that faced right where the Twin Towers were at one point in this game. And you can only see it in its reflection. So you have to look at the building to see the Twin Towers. Hmm. Oh! And another Easter egg that's in there. Somebody asked the developers to put in his girlfriend's name and "Will You Marry Me" on there, right?
Is that real?
Yes, it's real. It's dead real. I will find you a picture of it later.
That's sick.
Here's the problem. A day before the game came out, and he didn't even know this was going to happen. He put the game in. He was about to go get her. She literally said, "I'm done with you. I'm dating your brother."
Oh, word.
This is real. Like, he got on YouTube admitting this shit.
Okay. All right. Enough about YouTube. So here we go. Cardi versus Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi versus Nicki. Here we go. 1v1. Put him in the ring. Who you got?
I got Cardi.
All right. I got Cardi as well. So, breakdown of it. Nicki has been sending subliminals Cardi's way since Cardi made her debut.
What, okay? With Bodak Yellow?
Before
that, oh.
Bodak Yellow was kind of the quote-unquote breakout hit, but she'd been, you know, kind of warm in the streets.
I never knew.
Kind of warm in the streets. Well, of course you wouldn't, but, you know, she'd been warm in the streets. sending subliminals. They were on that motorsport song together. Nikki was salty about that. She actually didn't know nothing about that. And Quavo's decision. Well, all the shit she's been doing behind the scenes, trying to block Cardi's money, trying to block bags, trying to block employment, opportunities. Cardi has kept her mouth shut. She's done good, kept her head up and kept her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Then, Nikki started liking some tweets about Cardi being a bad mother to Culture.
Oh.
And Nikki allowed Culture's name to come out of her mouth.
Oh. So,
that was Cardi's breaking point.
See, this is what Nicki Minaj needs to learn. She is not a mother.
Nicki Minaj ain't shit anymore.
She
had her time.
She had her time 10 years ago.
No
but
one wants
straight
to hear her rap about her pussy anymore.
10 years of rapping about your fucking vagina. And
it's done. It's
over with.
All you rappers are my sons. How many times she said that?
I don't fucking know. But
anywho. So she was taking pictures after the little exchange. Cardi was trying to get Nikki to come over her way. Security was in between them. She was saying, come here. You know, come here, bitch. Come here. Cause she was ready. She took off her heels, threw them at Nikki.
The famous shoe throw. She was doing that shit way before she had
her go-to.
Yeah.
So, one of Nikki's security, allegedly, it was Nikki's security that gave Cardi that bump on her head.
Yeah.
But allegedly, he elbowed her, right? And I said this, we did a practice podcast a couple days ago, and this was before this information was out there, but I said that specific security guard, probably everyone around him as well, they're going to be gone. They're going to drop because Migos, Offset, in particular, they ain't sweet. None of them. They are all about it. They move as a unit. They are all about it. If one goes, they all go. I'm sure you've seen that interview where one of them got up. They were tired of the questions being asked. They didn't like how the interview was going. One of them got up. All three of them got up. They're going. You know, if one's scrapping, they're all going. And they are all about it.
I saw a video of them ganging up on one big-ass dude.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was part of their team. Actually.
Yeah, and then I saw him speaking about it, like, they made up and everything.
Yeah, I mean, they just had to settle. That's how they settled their arguments. You know, they beat the shit out of each other, whatever. That's just where
I also looked into that guy. He's actually a trained boxer, too,
exactly.
So.
They are not sweet, and they are not scared. So I said that Offset will be doing something about that. And, let's see, I have the screenshot here. I sure as hell hope I didn't delete it. Here we go. All right, and obviously I'm not going to say the N-word, but as
yeah,
N-word,
obviously
N-word around you, gonna feel this smoke, innocent and all, LOL. See, I'm really on the shit you talking. Don't play around when I see the word. I'm not gonna play. That right there is confirmation to me, dude.
Yeah.
That is it right there. Because at the end of the day, I'm sure if the altercation ended up being Cardi approaches Nikki and they duke it out, even if Cardi was to lose. That, you know, it's done and over with. They working shit out. That's how they do that.
Yeah.
But a dude put his hands on Offset's girl.
And this isn't the first time Nicki Minaj has mentioned somebody's baby and some bullshit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, she's straight up blames Stormy and Kylie Jenner for her album sales not being that good.
I mean, the fact that the Astroworld is better than Queen.
Which is obvious.
No way. That couldn't be. It's Kylie Jenner's fault. What the fuck?
Okay. Also, I love how the internet's reacting to all this shit right now, because apparently there are a shit ton of women still full on supporting Nicki Minaj and how she's acting.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're just the super fans.
Yeah.
Fans, if you will.
Yeah, they're super fans, but the problem with that is they're making themselves look fucking stupid as well.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, art is subjective. You know, opinions are opinions, and just that. There's no fact to back up. I mean, I can't tell you that this artist is better than the artist that you think is better, because, you know, at the end of the day, art is subjective. That's
yeah.
It's all opinion. But, Mickey's trash. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, so I got the NFL on here. On the docket. Here in the past, especially the past couple of years, it's been kind of dry. It's been kind of dry out there. This year has proved to be the exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah. The whole league is been shooken up. I mean, the Browns tied the Steelers, for Christ's sake. You know, there's just a lot of exciting games going on. Teams that you would not expect.
I still don't see the Browns going to the Super Bowl.
No, I don't either. I don't either. I can't stand that team, but still.
You know what team I want to see go to the Super Bowl?
Go ahead.
The Raiders.
I would love to see the Raiders go. Raiders are my favorite.
Yeah.
But also Aaron Rodgers' injury.
First game.
Been released.
First game.
He'd still come back and won 24-23. Only putting pressure on one leg. I don't know what kind of super serum they pumped him full of, but he was not feeling shit. That post-game interview, he was high as hell. And they're unsure that he's going to be playing the next game.
Honest to God, they're trying to get their money's worth because he has the largest contract.
Quarterback in the league.
I think it's $130.5 million.
But, you know,
it's over $100 million, which is crazy. Plus, the sign-on bonus was like $57.3 million.
Nuts. So they're just trying to protect their asset. I get it. I understand. But
you can't pump this guy full of drugs and send him back out.
I mean, on the flip side of it, once that information is released, that's all that's on their mind is let's get him injured. Let's get Rodgers out of the game. You know, and
I feel like a lot of players were like, are you freaking kidding me?
For him win the game?
He's got the largest amount?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's better than Brady.
Honest to God, I feel like there's a lot more jealousy in the NFL when it comes to contracts than anybody wants to admit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But in my personal opinion, he deserves it.
Brady, you know what I've noticed? There's a lot more Samoans going into the NFL. People with half Samoan heritage. And the thing is, if you ever, like, actually talk to a Samoan, they're fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's scary. They're built like tanks, and they will hit you like one. What else do you have, buddy?
That's just about it, man.
That's just about it?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot more on that, but you started talking about Samoans and got me off my roll.
Okay, well, honest to God, we can keep this going for a little bit longer, if you have anything else.
Well, I mean, I had a lot more to say about the NFL, but, you know, fuck me on that.
Well,
you gotta fuck me.
What about the whole concussion situation? People get more and more concussed.
Yeah, they changed the rules. Can't even tackle a quarterback anymore.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So what are they going to do when they try to stop that? Like, just tackle the guy that's running with the ball? That's weird.
Yeah. They're saying quarterbacks are going to be able to play till they're 50. Now, I mean, because they're not going to be injured.
Honestly, one sport that you actually need to retire young from is actually, like, if you're doing fighting for a living.
Yeah.
Because if you're too old and you're going to be fighting, you got a lot more issues than you would think. Like, you're getting kicked straight in your freaking head. Where are we at? We are at 29 minutes.
That's about right.
I guess.
We've got two artists to watch for.
Oh, who?
So, obviously, hip-hop, R&B, rap, whatever. That's used to my go-to genre. I'm not, the only genre I don't like is country. I do not fuck with country. Cannot do it.
Nah, me neither.
But, yeah, so, I mean, these aren't exactly underground rappers, and they're not, 100% unknown, but hell, maybe if I could pass this information along, then, you know.
More people will listen.
It's, number one, to me, is, YNW Melly. He came out with that one song, Straight Out of Prison. It's called Murder on My Mind. Basically just tells the story of how he accidentally murdered somebody and he served the time for it. But, he has his own style. He has his own, flow, I guess to say. You can't really say that he's copying anybody else. He's innovative in the rap game. Are all of his songs the greatest? Not my cup of tea, every single one of them. But he has quite a few out there that, you know, I do enjoy. I think he's a great storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully. I mean, he puts things in his song and, like, he kind of sort of puts you there. Like, in your mind, you can see it. And what he's doing is different. what he's doing is absolutely different. So I'm definitely keeping a close eye on him lately. Pretty much anything he's putting out that's brand new, I'm running to and check it out.
Uh-huh.
Like it or don't, you know, I still do appreciate the work. He's different. I like it. And then YBN Cordae.
Some people say it's Cordae or Cartier.
Is it C-O-R-D-A-E? Cordae, whichever. But he he's got a good flow. Lyrically, he has some pretty quick wit in there.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
He's
got
a lisp as well, and you don't seem to mind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking bad about anybody with a lisp, but people with a lisp are not known to be rappers, singers, or public speakers, and he is absolutely killing it. His is undeniable. His lyrics, I mean, they're about halfway there. They're about halfway there. I'm just interested, to see where he's going to be in 3 years. Because I think he's going to be huge.
You know what's really funny? A lot of people have said the same thing after he released that whole remix of My Name Is.
I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
I actually did like that one, but it got enough attention to where now he's working with one of the greats in hip hop history, Dr. Dre.
I could see that. I definitely could. Dr. Dre has an extreme, extreme eye for talent. I mean, he's the one that spotted out Kendrick back when he was K-Dot.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, for the love of God, he produced and worked with all the greats. Like, it's crazy.
And I miss.
Who?
Speaker Knockers. God bless. He was one of the best producers. For the amount of work that he had put in, which was not, I mean, not saying that he didn't put in that much work per se, but years-wise, length-wise, he wasn't in the game for that long, and he was already working with artists such as Gucci. Then he started making his own music, and actually, not many people know this, but I had his demo, one song track for his song Money in my car.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. One of his first songs they ever made, because one of my best friends, who lives in another state, went to high school with him.
Really?
Did I tell you about this?
No, you never told me about that.
Word of God.
Which friend?
Marcus.
He
is actually in the Money music video. I could show you right now.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. Now,
I do like him. I do like Speaker Knocker, but my favorite song by him is that Lonely song.
Lonely is hard. And Ringo's story was pretty good, too. He just had so much potential. He had so much raw talent. He had so much to grow. And
I
cut short. Rest in peace, Speaker Knockers.
Yeah.
And I think, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I found a while ago now, but A Boogie with a Hoodie. I mean, obviously, he's not an unknown artist now.
Yeah.
But he came out with that song, Not a Regular Person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I heard that song, and really, to me, that song is just a flex. It shows that he can sing, shows that he can rap, he shows his different flows. It's just kind of like him kind of flexing his rap muscle and R&B muscle and showing what he can do, showcasing. And when I heard that, I was like, I hear a little Speaker Knocker. So I think that's what gravitates me towards A Boogie, because...
I do want to say something. There is a lot of people on the internet right now voting for X's album, the one that he came out with before he passed away, for number one hip hop R/R&B album for Music Awards that's coming up soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I also do want to touch on this when it comes to. And I know you don't want me to talk about this, but I'm going to have to, because it's. It's a YouTuber named Michael McCracken.
Oh, God.
And I need to say this because it's the truth. He needs to stop, this shit that he does once a rapper passes away, because he made 3 separate videos on X alone 3 days after he was pronounced dead. Like, he made 3 separate videos profiting off of somebody's death. And what he does is, he'll say, leave your condolences in the comment section below, which I know you don't know this, but if you search anything like that, that's going to be trending. So he's just making money, profiting off of somebody else's death.
Bruh.
Honest to God, I just feel like that's a shitty thing. And it's not just him that's doing the same thing. The day Mac Miller was pronounced dead, this fucking guy said, 3 a.m. challenge, speaking with Mac Miller.
I saw that. I saw a screenshot of that on Twitter. I was like, dude.
Yeah, he did the same thing with X. He did the same fucking thing with X, talking about a Ouija board shit, and saying that X is talking to him, this, this, and that. People like that, honest to God, I just feel like are the biggest fucking scumbags ever. Grow up, stop doing that shit. Michael McCracken learned his lesson because he's just going to completely stop doing the whole after they were gone.
People view that. Yeah, I'm not going to get this YouTube shit because I am not going to talk about YouTube shit. However, I just saw something hilarious to me on Twitter.
What? What'd you see?
Eminem looks like Topher Grace playing Fidel Castro. That's the funniest shit ever. You know what Topher Grace is?
No.
Eric from That 70s Show.
Oh my God.
Look at the picture.
He kind of does look like him.
These Sway interviews, dude.
Dude, I really...
We're going to have to touch on the MGK thing.
You want to touch on that real quick?
We're going to have to.
Okay, you do that.
You say your piece because you're going to interrupt me halfway through and lose my train of thought.
No. No, I want to talk about something completely different after this, but you go ahead.
So, MGK mentioned Haley 6 years ago. Then finally Eminem comes forward with a diss.
Mm-hmm.
In his Kamikaze album. And then immediately after, MGK drops Rap Devil. And I think MGK did pretty damn well for himself. And then Eminem turns right back around and playfully jabs him in this diss to not, quote-unquote, end his career. And in 2018, if anybody thinks because you're dissed by Eminem, your career is over, open your eyes, fam. Does not matter how anything proceeds from this point forward. MGK has won even if he lost.
Yeah.
It is just publicity at this point. All he's doing is getting attention to his name. No one else who would be even thinking about MGK, their eyes are on MGK.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, he has...
either the hate going his way or the love going his way, he has eyes on him. Yeah.
So, I honestly think at this point...
I remember the same night that he released that shit, MGK posted a video on his Instagram, popping a bottle of champagne while listening to that one line dissing him. And he was celebrating. He was so happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then he's also pissed off at MGK because MGK signed to Diddy. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that, so.
Well, I guess we'll touch on it at a later time when more comes out. Because I'm sure this isn't the last of that.
Yeah, I'm sure this isn't the last of it. And honest to God, what I really want to talk about right now is how excited I am for some of the movies that are coming out in 2018, 2019.
Okay. I guess that'd probably be a good wrap-up point.
Yeah, it will. So, I'm super excited for this. Captain Marvel is going to be released sometime in 2019. I know there's movies coming out here soon, but, dude.
I'm not a big superhero guy.
Okay, I know that, and I've always tried to actually educate you about it.
If educating me is talking to me straight about comic book characters for an hour. Woo!
Okay, I am.
Excuse me at some point, man.
I am a nerd about it, but I'm excited because it's got not only Captain Marvel, I mean, that's one of the biggest fucking major superheroes in the Marvel Universe. Second of all, she's going to be the one to fuck up Thanos pretty hard in the next Avengers movie.
Of course.
But then Tony Stark is the one that's going to really fuck him up, but that's a whole different thing. The Skrulls. You know nothing about them, but there's this one Skrull known as the Super Skrull. He has the powers of all the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
So the Thing, the Human Torch, Miss Invisible, and Elastic Man. That's not even who he is. That's Mr. Fantastic. I'm sorry. I'm excited for the Venom movie.
Yeah, the Venom movie looks good. I like Tom Hardy as an actor, just in general. So my attention has gone there. I'm not going to lie. I think that Venom has not been done any justice on the big screen?
No, the last person who actually played him was Eric from That 70s Show.
Yes. Yeah, and he did horribly.
Horrible. Fucking horrible. Oh.
He left That 70s Show, his bread and butter, to bomb as Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I didn't realize that was a thing until somebody mentioned that to me. I was like, that's why he left? Yeah. Fuck, he done fucked his shit up.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Also, I want to talk about everybody's not fucking excited for it, but I'm kind of looking forward to it, the Aquaman movie.
Nah, man.
I'm excited for it. Jason Momoa is a great.
Good. Yeah, he's good as Aquaman. I think that he's going to give it a better look, I think. I think it'll be better than most people are going to give it credit for, but I'm not going to go see it. I'm not. I'll wait until I can stream it for free or watch it illegally or something, but I'm not gonna pay money to go see that.
Okay. Also, they're coming out with a Shazam movie.
Shazam will be dope. I like Shazam.
I like this. I think this is going to be the next step forward for the DC movie universe for them. I really think this is going to be the step forward for them because they take their shit way too fucking seriously. They took Batman versus Superman way too fucking seriously. Justice League was taken way too seriously, and it damn near bombed.
Superman ain't going to be Superman anymore.
Nope.
You hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Michael B. Jordan, they're wanting him to play Superman. Don't look so confused at me.
Really?
Just reading reports, yeah. I mean, it's
Michael B. Jordan as Superman.
That's just what the rumors are saying. I don't know.
Okay, I mean,
I don't hate it.
I feel like he's better off in Marvel, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think they should cross over the DC universe. I really don't.
The only person that could do that, or no, he didn't even do that, but the only person that saved his career after being in one shit Marvel movie was Chris Evans. He went from a shitty Human Torch to a great Captain America. Okay, I'm sorry. There is somebody that went from a shitty DC movie to a fucking bomb-ass Marvel movie.
Yep.
Ron fucking Reynolds.
Yep. I was wondering when you were going to say something about it.
God dang. Ah, fuck. You know, Deadpool 3 is going to be coming out in the next couple of years or so. I'm calling it. And Hugh Jackman is going to revive his role as Wolverine for it. He said that is the only way he's going to do it.
I don't think it's confirmed yet, but I think it will happen.
Oh, of course it's going to happen. Look at the you need to watch both films. You need to watch both films. I'm going to sit you down and make you watch them.
All right. Well,
but you know, I think it's time to kind of just sign off. We've talked about enough.
Yeah, I think this is a good feeler, good test.
A good test run type of situation.
And there's a comment section.
It's called voice messages on here.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know, you know, what we could work on, what we could talk about it. You know, what we don't need to talk about, what we do need to talk about, blah, 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 whatever.
I feel like some of the things we do need to talk about, we need to, like, take extra precaution to talk about it.
Yeah, no bullshit, right?
Because people love drama these days, so I think we're going to have to dabble in a little bit of the drama.
Yeah, and I'll do some research, whatever necessary.
I'll do my part. I'll do my part when it comes to what I like. But you know what? I think we're done here. I'm going to stop it here. You got anything else to say before we go?
I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. This is Let's Talk, and we'll talk again later.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.